resort living every day? Live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
Now, I felt like a bit of an idiot last year because I felt like the only person in Melbourne not watching MAFS, Married at First Sight. And then it was just huge and suddenly everyone was talking about all these couples. So I remember thinking, all right, next season I'm going to get in it. Well, when I heard who one of the participants in the series was, I got so excited because I know her and we've worked together and she's wonderful. And
how long ago,
I was, about 8 years ago, worked at this radio station.
Wow.
And you would have, if you watched last night, you would have met the wonderful Mel Lucarelli. If you didn't see last night, this is a little package that introduces you to Mel.
When you're 38 and you're a female, it's even harder because all those guys are going for girls half your age. So what are you going to do? Back out of my gene pool, bitches. Oh, well, ladies, I mean, sorry, girls that are, you know, in their 20s.
Former employee of this radio station and a wonderful girl that Byron and I both worked with. Mel, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. What an introduction, Steve. You're so lovely.
Mel, you are. You know, you were always, and I remember when I heard you were leaving the Fox and the network, and I remember going, Mel is a ray of sunshine. You were just always, whenever you walked into a room, you lit it up. And when I heard you on the show, I went, oh, this is going to be great telly.
Oh, well, I mean, was it? Did you enjoy the wedding?
Mel, so this is the weird thing where I've got so many questions to ask you and I want to introduce you to Fev.
Hi, Mel.
Hey, Fev, how are you?
I'm good.
But you probably can't answer any. Like, I want to... Okay, Fev's
I just want to ask
got,
one
you go,
question.
Go, go, Fev.
So so you worked at
SCA, the radio station.
8 years ago.
Yes.
So that was the last time
you... She didn't leave, you. That's the last time I saw Mel.
Yeah, last time you saw Mel.
Yes.
So that last time you saw Fee was the last time you had love with a man?
The last time I had
sex.
The old sex, This is correct.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time between drinks, you can imagine. So
it's been a few drinks in between. I'll give you the tip.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Like, it was when it all happened, it literally was kind of a, you know, I kind of want to, you know, make the next one, you know, the one.
Worth it.
I thought 8 months, you know, max. You know, but obviously, you know, it's hard to find a good guy around here. 8 years later, bang. No, that was the plan. So what are you going to do?
Now, Mel, we're obviously gripped and want to watch every episode and how this all plays out in your relationship and your marriage, because last night you were
a bit unsure.
Yes, to Dino. And by the end of the, like, as someone who knows you, I didn't think it was a great match. That's just me being honest. You're at the end of last night's episode, you're quite unsure, and I can't wait to see how this plays out.
Is the drought over?
You know what? Like, you know how they say, like, it was probably the stupidest thing to think getting married would get me laid, because don't married couples not have sex? Like, you know what I mean?
And true.
I don't know. Like, I think that, you know, we'll see how things go. Obviously, at the moment, you know, Dino and I are just trying to communicate, I guess.
Because you just met each other.
I guess we'll see.
Now, Mel, what people don't know about you, and I need to share this with you, because you have a great talent, and it's ironic that you're on Married at First Sight, because you are one of Australia's best matchmakers.
And yes.
Can we share this story? So, Fev, picture this. This was about 8 years ago. Mel, I was in the office, and Mel, I told you, there was this really hot sales guy that started working here, and I said to you, whoa, who's that guy? You said, leave it to me. Ultimate wing woman, Mel. She's gone off. You've found out all the deets. You've come back to me, and I've gone, I'm too shy. I can't make a move. Mel Lucarelli set me up with him.
How'd you go?
Look, Mel, do you remember you found out there was rumours he had a girlfriend, and you were like, I asked him, Fee, he said he didn't. I asked him, he said he didn't have a girlfriend.
Did he?
He had a girlfriend,
Yeah.
Did you find out that after You played hockey?
We had a little date.
I know.
It was an interesting Christmas party, wasn't it, Mel?
Yes, it was. Because he was so obsessed with Faith. And, like, the fact that he then didn't even mention that. I mean, I thought, you know, we had him. I thought we had gotten all the details. But, you know, what can I say, Faith?
Like, Mel, you got me the guy.
You're an alluring woman. Yeah, yeah. I think that you're guy. But I'm a really good, good wing woman.
Good wing
woman. And this is what I've been missing, in my life.
Well, maybe Faith can, you're married now, so you can't go, you can't explore anymore.
Of course, I am. I'm married.
Actually,
what,
Mel.
What are we saying here? Yeah.
Do you know If let's see how, because we're gripped to the series.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to see your journey and where it goes.
So when we break
up. Depending on what happens, if you found yourself in a position where you were single,
yes.
Can I try and set you up with someone?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes!
Oh, this is a disaster.
Poor Dean.
Oh, we love Mel.
Dino's just gone on. Divorced already.
I got a feeling it won't be the last time we talk to you, Mel. Hey, Mel, we love having you on our show, doll.
The best wing
awesome.
Woman.
Best. Love you guys. Thanks so much.
Hope you
break
the
great,
drought.
Mel.
There she goes.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we just caught up with a mate of ours, Mel Lucarelli, who you would have met on Married at First Sight last night. Mel, working here in the radio station, always just a barrel of energy. And one thing that we all loved about Mel when she worked here, and we were very candid with her, and she's aware, she had a very unique laugh.
Mate,
now, you would have noticed it a few times last night on the show, but we, from when Mel was here in the office, we've recorded her laugh, and let's play it. Can we hear it now, Byron?
Sounds like a song.
It's so good. I love a good laugh, a unique laugh. 131060, call now if you've got a laugh that is in any way noticeable. Your friends comment on it, or dob in your mate who's got a very unique laugh.
I thought I hate my laugh, but she tops it.
Your laugh's fine.
What? It's awful.
What did you do it?
I'm fine.
But you can't, sometimes you can't help.
Oh,
you get a technique
awful.
Of, when you're a kid, sometimes your technique for laughing starts.
Right. So if and they call us, by the way, Thief, with, I mean.
We'd love to hear it.
We would have to make them laugh as well.
I have to do a gag. Probably.
But yeah, Fev will get his joke ready and then you can laugh. Just if it's a high-pitched laugh, it's
a
hysterical laugh.
Call us now with that laugh. 13.
A nasally laugh. I've got a laugh where I don't make any noise, which isn't helpful for radio.
Say that.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
We're just loving a good mate of ours, Mel Lucarelli, who is a former Fox FM employee, now on Married at First Sight. And what we really loved about Mel when we worked here was her laugh, and we got much enjoyment from it. In fact, we used to record it.
And she pulled it out a lot when we spoke to her on the phone about 10 minutes ago. She would just burst into it, wouldn't she?
Yeah, she's great.
Launched.
She's such good value, great chick. And we thought, you know, not often in life do you get to celebrate your laugh, particularly when it's unique. And we are giving you that forum this morning, handing the microphone over. We've got Donna from Hyatt. Hi, Donna.
Hello.
Now, Donna, you've been told you've got a unique laugh.
Yes, a very unique laugh, in fact.
Okay,
there
now,
she goes
would you
already.
Like... Oh, Donna.
Here we go.
Are you ready for some...
She's still going.
I don't need a joke.
Are you ready for some fair comedy, Donna?
Oh, yeah, I think I might be.
It's not even required, Fem.
It's great, though. Okay, I'll
go.
I get nervous and I start laughing.
What are you nervous about, Don?
I don't even know, because I'm standing here at work like an idiot by myself laughing into the phone.
Where do you work?
I work at Coles, Southland.
Oh, I've been there a few times.
Yeah, I know, I've seen you.
Can we go through what he buys, Donna?
We best not discuss
what
that
he doesn't buy. Okay, do a joke.
She's off. Okay, these are Leon's jokes, not mine.
There we go. I tell you what, if you're doing a comedy festival show, you'd want her in the crowd, wouldn't you?
Oh, mate.
I know. I won the comedy festival tickets last time for you guys, and I got to go to a Dave Hughes show.
Oh, jeez.
That's right. We were looking for good laughers. I remember that.
Oh, Donna.
Why do you say break a leg to actors, Donna?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Because every play has a cast.
Jeez, he's generous. There we go. Thank you, Donna. Thank you very much.
Gee, you know what? Just a happy person. Yeah, so you, I want to be around Donna. Denise in Doncaster. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, Denise. Denise, we can't wait to hear your laugh. Would you would you like a I'll get Fev to get straight into the joke.
Hello,
I
Denise. Oh, you're gonna
let's go for it.
Here we go. Here's another little rib tickler. How do you drown a hipster?
Oh, I don't know.
Throw them in the mainstream.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Denise. That was something.
That was a terrible
that was
joke.
Amazing.
I don't even get it.
Imagine it was a good joke.
But I didn't get it.
They don't want to be mainstream. Throw them in the mainstream.
Oh, like an actual.
Like a water.
Like the Yarra.
Body of water.
Got it.
Do you want me to tell them my joke about the Greek?
Yeah, do
no,
it.
That oh. one's not appropriate.
Now we've got Mickey in Frankston. Hey, Mickey.
Hey, it's Mickey Eightball from Frankston.
Mickey Eightball.
Mickey.
Do you know what an eightball is?
No.
It's a pool table. Snooker.
Yeah. Pool table.
Now, billiards. Now, Mickey, let's just get straight into Fev's joke so we can hear your wonderful laugh, okay?
Yep.
Off you go, Fev.
I don't know how to pronounce this word. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Let me have a look.
Did you hear about the... I don't know.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, claustrophobic.
Sounds like it, Mr. 1019, The
Fox. Fev, how wonderful, because school goes
back
tomorrow.
Speaking about not being energised.
Your girls are here.
Oh, yeah?
I'm whispering because I think Lulu's going to sleep.
She's watching wrestling.
She's so cute.
She's watching the Bella system.
And Lenny's over there. Lenny's reading. How beautiful is that? The two Favola girls.
Look at the difference. One's watching wrestling on an iPhone, and the other one's reading a book.
What's Lenny reading?
Well done, Lenny.
What is that, Len?
Can someone confirm?
World something apart. What Lenny's a nerd. Reading. Nerd burger.
Very important.
Hang on. I think that is wonderful. Since when's Lenny been reading?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
She's a smart girl.
You
know, I mean,
it's a bit. Read a book.
Lenny,
watch
your dad's
the
calling
the
you a nerd. I think it's wonderful that you're reading books. Stop telling her to watch TV.
What's she reading?
I'm reading 5 feet apart.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is that it?
Fifi's 5 feet apart for me.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
5 foot tall?
5 feet apart, isn't that what it is?
Oh, they're about 5 feet between us right now.
Thank you.
What's it about, Land Dog? What's the synopsis of the book?
It's about two people that have a lung disease and their lungs don't function, and they have to stay 6 feet apart, and they fall in love, but they can't touch each other.
Oh, wow. Horrendous.
Okay, we'll ban that book.
Is this a year seven book that you have to read?
Why do they have to be 6 feet apart when it's called 5 feet apart?
Because they have to be 6 feet apart, otherwise they will catch each other's thing and they'll die.
Is this part of the school curriculum?
No,
it doesn't sound like it should be. If it is,
I think it's a bit depressing.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure about that one.
She needs to read older books.
Do you remember? Did you at school have Sounder? Do you remember that story about the dog that died? That was was too much for me at that age.
I was reading Mr. Feet, Mr. Smiley. 1019,
The Fox. Fev, you mentioned this the other day, and I was still a bit sceptical about whether or not you're going to commit to this. You're talking about possibly getting the snip.
Yes, Boxy. It's
shutting up shop.
Yes, throwing the tools.
You're worried that you're...
I just don't want to get
You're worried
it done.
Your manhood might become compromised.
I think something's going to happen. I'm going to lose my... Not that anything's happening at home anyway, but I think the mojo might... I don't know.
Right. I mean, for little ears, this would just... mean that Brendan can't
swimmers can't swim anymore.
He can't be a daddy anymore.
Yeah, I explained this the other day. I thought quite eloquently that you...
The concrete's going to get laid down.
The pool
and the swimmers
will still be there.
It's like orange juice.
Without the pips.
Without the pips.
And the pulp.
I've just got freshly squeezed orange juice without the pips in it.
Remember we had a quick chat. The wonderful Wendy, receptionist for Dr. Snip.
But I'm scared about it.
She called us and we didn't have enough time to talk to her. So, Fev, we've got her back on.
Yeah.
Are you there, Wendy?
Oh, geez.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Very well.
Wendy, you work for Dr. Snip. Now, we thought we'd get you on so Fev could have a real heart-to-heart with you. he really is serious about this, Wendy. So, you know, Fev, anything you want to ask, Wendy?
I do want to ask. So what sort of chocolate frog do you get at the end?
It's a Cadbury chocolate frog, Fred.
And, we love Cadbury, don't we, Boxy?
Yeah, we love Cadbury.
And a stubby holder. Now, I'm a bit nervous. I've got a few tats, but I hate needles. I hate getting blood tests. What's the process? Can I get knocked out? I want an anaesthetist to come in and say good night. I want to count to 10, not get there, and then wake up and everything be done.
No, Fev, if you go under a general anaesthetic, they can squish and pull and tug at those gonads of yours.
Well,
you wouldn't even know.
That sounds all right.
You wouldn't even know what's happening until you woke up and they're the size of a gorilla. So,
okay, wow.
Now, I'm interested, Wendy. I know it's nothing to do with me. Do you mind if I ask a question?
Sorry?
So they swell up if you get knocked out?
Sometimes they do, Fev, because you just don't know what they're doing down there.
Well, that could be interesting.
With Dr. Snip, you're awake talking to our beautiful nurses while Dr. Snip does his magic.
Now
you're in and out of our centre within a half an hour.
Oh, geez.
With that frog in your hand and the stubby holder.
It's almost too quick.
Yeah, in many ways.
Okay, Wendy, I've got to ask you this question for a lot of people.
Here we go.
Now, can I know that Dr. Snip, he said it's easy, it's simple. Now, apparently there's no scalpel, no stitches.
That's exactly right.
Can you explain how he does it? What is the procedure?
Well, with the procedure, you'll have a quick chat with our nurses, Bev, and they'll explain to you about the procedure and answer any questions you have. Then you'll go in with Dr. Snip and our beautiful nurses.
Hey, I think we've covered that off. So we don't need to talk to him. I just want to get in there and get it done.
He doesn't want to chat.
Yeah. No chat. I don't want small chat about my swimmer's not going anywhere anymore.
Is something actually snipped by Dr.
Snip? And when you keep saying the beautiful nurses.
They sound too beautiful.
They sound too beautiful. what is this establishment?
Is that like a test?
They're lovely,
sorry,
our
keep going, Wendy.
She's more about the nurses. I wish we knew about the actual snipping.
How do they tie it without all that stuff?
Do they actually snip?
No, they clamp it and you don't feel anything.
That sounds not good.
So it's keyhole surgery, Wendy.
My stomach.
Yeah, it certainly is.
So it's a needle goes in.
Oh, jeez.
No, needle. It's a tiny, tiny little incision that's made. The local is a tiny little sting. It's nothing. It's easier than going to the dentist, Beth. It's easier than going to the dentist.
Well, the dentist is not fun. Now, Wendy, my things felt like they were up in my throat. When you said clamp, they clamp them. What do you mean?
Well, they just...
Like a vice?
No, not a vice.
You'll have to steal them from Alex because she's going to be in there for ages.
Not a vice at all, Ned. Not a vice at all. It's just a little clip that they use, and that's it. You don't feel a thing. You're in and out within a half an hour. Feb, if you can survive the jungle with all those snakes and creepy crawlies, your snake will certainly survive with Dr.
She's worked on that one.
Wendy, you need to be more than a receptionist. Yeah, you need to start doing advertorials. You're amazing.
One more question from me. If I was to do this, do I get the green stick?
No, you don't get the green stick. You just get to talk to our beautiful nurses.
Yeah, back to the beautiful nurses. There we go.
So I don't get a green stick.
Okay.
No, you don't get a green stick.
You don't need it.
Oh, I'm not.
You got a stubby holder and a Freddo frog.
It's either I'm getting knocked out or I'm getting a green stick. Otherwise, I'm not doing it.
I think
you've got to keep your eye on the prize. And that's that frog and stubby holder.
Jesus.
I was just going to say the nurses.
Hey, how quickly can you... after the procedure, could you get straight back on?
When am I getting back on the court?
You have to wait a couple of days, Fev. You've got to take it easy for a couple of days.
It's been 6 months. I'll be right.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, big night on TV last night. When you think about, we've been talking about Married at First Sight, which I was so keen to see because a friend of mine was on, Mel, and we just spoke to her before. But Fev, nothing's dragging you away from I'm a Celeb this year, and I've not watched any of it. So we're sort of like the day. David and Margaret at the moment. We're covering two different shows.
Yep. David and Marg.
Yep, you don't know who that
is. No,
it's an SBS reference.
Is it?
Now,
what channel is that on?
Can you, you're pretty,
yes, I'm all
what
over
happened last
I'm
night,
a
I'm a Celeb, because you got quite animated about something.
You're like Schnooksy. You're on Married at First Sight. They love the maths, and I'm watching Celeb. So last night there was an interesting chat. There's been a lot of talk about Justin, who's in the, I think he's been nominated for every single challenge.
Now, he's from Love Island, is that
Love
right?
Island,
that's how we'd know
and
him.
And he's a model and he rates him.
Did he do well on Love Island? I don't know this guy.
Oh, he'll tell you he did. He says he's the most beautiful man and he gets a lot of crap in the. He's getting a lot of shtick in the jungle. Like, they don't. All the girls are saying they'd rather pash Dermot than him.
Wow.
Wait till he hears that. He'll be flat. Flat as a shit carter's hat. But last night, so a lot of people think that Justin is gay. But he says he dates a lot of Miss Universes and a lot of women. Mm. But the way he acts and stuff, you think that he's gay.
Right. Okay.
And Richard Reed. So he has a chat with Richard Reed, and he sits down and he says that he doesn't talk to his grandma, and this is why.
My nan was talking to my mum on the phone, I think, and she said something like, "Oh, I think Justin's gay," and my mum goes, "What?" And she goes, "Oh, I think it's time, Kerry. I think we admit it to ourselves that Justin's gay and he's in the closet." And it's just like, to hear that from my nana.
So he blew up. He hasn't spoke to his nana about it. Because he did say, I actually quite like Justin. I think he's so funny. He makes a show.
Mm.
Like, if he gets voted out, I don't know how it's going to
be.
Go.
As fun.
Yeah, but he's actually quite funny and he brings the camp together because there's a lot of chatter around him. And he did say... He goes, I just feel like for me personally, the way I've been brought up is someone's sexuality is no one's business. Fair enough.
Mm,
I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, up to you. I don't think it's anyone's business unless I choose to say it myself. But he was talking about it.
Yeah.
And he went on to talk to Richard Reed about it, and he blew up at the end and said he didn't want to talk about it. But then Richard Reed turned around and said this.
A lot of people do think you're gay.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And so what's wrong... with you feel like your grandmother should have asked you directly if you were gay?
I absolutely feel like that she should have.
Anyways, you know, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Do you know, it's funny. I agree with Justin. Lots of things you've told me about him, I go, really? This guy's pretty full of himself. I agree with what he's saying. Your sexuality shouldn't be part of other people's discussion. It shouldn't be up for debate.
No.
And, you know, of course it's private. But interestingly, and what I find interesting, and remember Thorpey went through this.
Yes.
For decade, everyone was obsessed with Thorpey's sexuality. And I remember at the time thinking, imagine that was the focus. You're swimming, you're winning gold medals, your world records, and everyone's going, is he, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. And, takes away from what he was doing.
But also, it doesn't mean that if you're not, it's a, you know, the classic Seinfeld episode, not that there's anything wrong with that. But I feel for someone like Justin, if he's not gay, and is that the case? Because I haven't watched
the episode. Well, I don't think he is, but the way he portrayed, like he's, Richard Reed nailed it and said, well, I do think that you are gay, because I'm gay and I feel that you are, because you'd know if you were gay, if someone else was, I'd think, like, I don't know.
But if he's not, somebody telling you what you are.
Yeah, and he said that.
Would be so frustrating.
But he brought it up and then he didn't want to talk about it. But then Richard Reed was really good, really mature. It was quite compelling, the actual
the whole conversation.
And he said, but your grandma would just be saying that to your mum, not meaning anything, because she's from a different generation. Because now it doesn't matter. Like, who cares?
But I find that, and I've got, I know somebody, married, kids, and everyone's always assumed he's gay. And he's always gone, I'm not.
He's just not.
I know. Right. I've got an effeminate way. And he's just not. But he's spent his whole adult life having to go, I'm not gay. And, I mean, 13, 10, 60, I don't, if anyone else lives that and people just assume or people jump to that conclusion, it must be infuriating having to constantly clarify your sexuality. Like, it's no one's business. Well, and it doesn't matter if you are, but when people just go, oh, come on,
there's
you
that
are.
Cliche as well, isn't there? That if you're really well dressed, you must be gay. There's that one as well, where people go, oh, look how well dressed you are, you're gay.
Oh, you got your Louis Vuitton on. And
but even I've been part of conversations.
Ralph Lauren.
I've been part of conversations, not maybe like with this, Justin, where I've had a friend going, I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's walked away and the table have gone, he so is. Like,
that's
no!
What they're saying. That's what they're all saying
it's
about
not
Justin.
Fair.
I do watch it on 10Play. Like, when you have time.
I don't.
And he's so compelling.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He's such a great character in this in the jungle. He's brilliant.
All right,
13, 10, 60. Are people fixated on your sexuality and just don't believe you?
We've got a few calls coming through already.
It could work reverse. People might just, you might tell people you're gay. They're going, you're not. You're straight.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, we're talking about last night's episode of I'm a Celeb.
Yes.
where Justin talked about his sexuality and how everyone is obsessed with it and keeps telling him that he's gay, and he's fallen out with his Nana over it because she said,
"Poor Nana,
clearly you are." But how frustrating it must be, whatever your sexuality is, and when people don't believe you when you say, this is what I am, I'm straight. No, you're not. I'm gay. No, you're not. I mean, it must be infuriating. Julian in Altona. Hi, Julian.
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, good, Julian. Yeah. Do you know what this is like when people just don't believe it and make it like it's a discussion point?
Yeah, it is really frustrating. It definitely gets to me, like especially when it's your girlfriend that's asking you, are you sure you're not gay? And I'm just going, where's this coming from? I have no idea where it's coming from. And then I've had another girlfriend ask me the same question back in the day, going, are you sure you're not gay? And I'm going, I honestly don't know where it's coming from.
When do they ask that, Julian? It's not after a little bit of...
Nah.
But you might just be a really nice guy.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. They're going like, oh, you know, you're just too nice. Like, you know, I've been talking to my friend and I'm like just describing you and like, you know, you're too good. That's what they're saying. And I'm like,
oh, too good to be true.
I'm like, really?
That says a lot about some men, doesn't it?
If you meet a nice guy,
he can't possibly be straight because most men are assholes. That's what they're thinking.
It'd be so frustrating constantly defending your sexuality.
I'm just a nice dude.
Amazing, Julian.
Why can't a straight guy be nice?
Have you got a girl now, Jules?
Pardon?
Have you got a girlfriend now?
Yeah, I've been with her for a year and a half.
Yeah, beautiful.
She's a great girl.
Well, she's surely worked out that Julian's straight.
Yeah. No, it was at the start of our relationship. Hmm. I'm like, what is it like, you know, having the talk, and she didn't want to get too close, and I'm like, what's going on?
Thanks, Julian. Well, he's put that on record.
Yeah, well
Julian
done,
and Altona's made that announcement.
Joe in Ashburton. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Joe. Joe, are you constantly having to defend your sexuality?
Look, in this one instance, I did, and I thought it was really bizarre. So we're at the strippers for my brother's buck. And
turns.
Yeah, one of the strippers was trying to pull me away because she wanted to give me a lap dance. And I was like, look, I'm not really interested. And they're like, no, come. And I was like, look, basically it got to a point where I'm like, look, I'm gay. Like, I'm really not into this. Pick someone, one of the other boys. And they're like, yeah, that's what we cop all the time. Yeah. That's a load of crap. And then kept pulling me. I was like, no, honestly, and they're like, yeah, we get it all the time. And I was like, who the hell is telling these strippers that they're gay when they're not? I'm like, that's so weird. And I was like,
actually are gay.
Yeah.
And didn't want to they're going, oh, I've heard this chestnut.
To get out of paying the money.
I know. I'm like, what a bunch of tight asses.
101.9 The Fox.
Big day tomorrow for you, Boxy.
Yes, Fev, and I've been in denial. I've really been in denial about tomorrow. Tomorrow, Trixie starts prep. My baby is 5 and is going to be a preppy. That's actual school.
That's like getting the umbilical cord cut from the mother. Bang.
I've had lots of people over the last few months, you know, friends have been going, oh, how are you feeling? I'm like, fine. Like, she's still my daughter. I still see her. Like,
but it's different.
Well, you're saying that and it upsets
they get
me.
Their little friends. They go to school. No. They don't want to be at home anymore. They can't wait. You're not going home to her.
See, yesterday I got emotional. I had a cry. And I'm swamping her with and saturating and suffocating her with affection at the moment. I'm like last night in bed, I'm like, you're mummy's baby. You'll always be my baby.
Try and stop that.
And mummy's your best friend. And remember mummy.
Mummy's your best friend. And how's Trix feeling? Is she excited?
She is the coolest cat. I don't even understand how she's my daughter because I am clingy needy. My first day of school, my parents still talk about it. My poor dad. He took me and dad, I screamed the whole way. I was in my pajamas, refused to put on the uniform, kicking and screaming. They got me to the classroom and the teacher ended up saying to dad, look, just take her home. We'll do this gradually. So I missed my first day because I was distraught.
Mate, I couldn't wait to get to school. Third day in, I weed my pants. Okay. That was a bit of a nightmare. Nice. And they had to go to sick bay and wear these like old like cowboy pants. They're like brown. I was getting around in them.
Well, if you wore your pants, you might have been more stressed than you realised.
No, I just couldn't be bothered going to the toilet. I wasn't a very good kid.
I said to Trix yesterday, we were having a little chat about it, and I said, sweetheart, maybe maybe mummy will just keep you home and I'll be you homeschool you and I'll look after you and I'll teach you.
No.
Can you play this song for me?
Back to school, back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight.
Billy Madison.
What just happened?
Oh, mate.
It's Adam Sandler. Adam
I could tell it was Adam Sandler.
Oh, it's
weird. I've not seen Billy Madison.
Oh, come on, Boxy.
I've not seen any of these movies that you could keep referencing.
He goes back to school. Like, he starts at prep for his old man to run the company. And then he falls in love with his teacher. Oh, that's amazing. Because he's, like, old and he goes to school.
How is this helping?
Oh, Doyle rules. They all Williams. Oh, it's the best.
You've distracted me, and that's good. Because I'm still quite emotional about Trixie's first day at school.
What you looking at, Swan? Anyway, sorry.
What does that mean?
Oh, he's just sitting in a bathtub with shampoo. He's better. Not conditioner. Okay. He's better.
Oh, wow. Okay.
This is an emotional time for Thief. Can we respect?
No, but I was crying. Even last night on the project, we watched some vision of some year sevens going to school yesterday, and their mums were kissing them, and I was crying. Like, I literally couldn't talk because I was so upset.
Lenny, my daughter, starts year seven tomorrow the first time, so she's into high school. So you go from being the big fish in grade six, like ruling the school, to being back at the little fish in the big pond. So that's exciting. And Lulu's also starting a new school tomorrow as well. It's a big day, but I'll be here. Mum will.
Thing. So tomorrow, because it's such a big day, I'm not coming to work tomorrow because I think it's really important that I take Trixie to school.
100% first day of school.
So I'm going to get her there. So today,
I tried.
I'm 13 10 60. If there are any mums or even dads that are getting quite emotional about this and are feeling the pain that I'm feeling, let's cry together. Let's emote.
I reckon you should get it all out the way in the morning before you go. Cuddles, the crying.
She can't see me cry.
No, in the morning, get it all out the way, and then when you drop her off, just send her in, let her do her thing, and you just drive off, and then you can
cry.
No,
I'm going in.
You go.
I'm going in.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, tomorrow morning, I won't be coming in to work because family's first, and little Trixie, my baby is starting prep, and I really want to take her in and be part of the process, but I've been in denial about it, and I genuinely get emotional, teary. I'm having mini breakdowns, but I'm so glad I'm not alone, Jess.
Can we check in with you at like about...
Yeah, I know you'll ring
at
me.
At about 8:30.
She'll be sobbing.
What time does school start?
I've got to find out, actually. No, I need some details.
Have you got her books?
I think I've got most of them. Like, I don't prep. Do you need books?
Nah,
like,
I definitely need to
touch base with the school and ask what's happening tomorrow.
Yeah, hopscotch in prep.
Now, Jess in Bacchus Marsh. Hi, Jess.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Jess. Jess, are you a mum that's not coping and a little emotional?
Yes, I'm very emotional. Yes.
Okay, what's happening?
I've got a little boy starting prep on Friday. On Monday. He's the youngest of four, and my second oldest is starting year seven tomorrow.
So. That's two big milestones. And your baby is going
my
to school.
My little baby. Yes.
It's just...
It's
the way people... Jess, because you've got three others and you've lived through this, is it as big as what people are saying, that this is a real turning point where you lose them? Oh,
yes. I reckon it is. They start getting their own opinions.
Heaven forbid they get their own opinions.
Yeah, it's not fun.
Oh,
hey,
man.
They make their little friends, and it's just bad.
Friends. Yeah.
After having four children and then having the school holidays, don't you just want them to go back to school?
Yes, that is a good point there, Feb. That is very true, but not when they're starting grade prep in year seven. The other two are okay.
The other two just nick off.
Thank you, Jess, for the call. Do you think we run the risk, Feb, sometimes of making this about us as parents? Because the kids seem quite happy.
Well, I've already kept her back a year because she could have started last year. No, she's that older. I want her to be a bit older. She's five turning six. I was in prep four turning five. Mum couldn't get rid of me fast enough. I was like a baby in prep.
I was in grade three for 3 years.
Okay. I don't know what to... Happy Gilmore reference? Billy Madison reference?
No, that's
Dumb and Dumber
facts.
Reference?
Just facts. It's the longest 3 years of my life.
Fiona in Ringwood. Hi, Fee.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. Now, this is all happening for you right now.
This is happening to me right now. I am in the car. You will blink and miss it, Fifi. Trust me. I was you on my daughter's first day, and now I'm driving her to her first day of year 12.
Oh.
So the end is near.
Wow. Chloe, I just don't want it to happen.
No, I really don't want her to go to school.
She's legitimately crying.
Making me cry.
Oh, Fiona, you've made her cry.
I really don't want her to go to school, Fiona.
Oh. Everyone's a bit teary.
Trixie's at home going.
Homeschool you. I'll do whatever it takes.
I really don't want her to leave.
I completely feel for you, Fifi, and she'll be fine. She'll love it.
Oh, she's going to change. She's my baby.
This is getting really difficult for everyone. Thank you, Fiona, for your call.
No, it's not fun.
Okay.
She's going to start having her own opinion saying, Mum, I don't want that. My friend Michelle says I don't have to do that. You're going to go, where's my Trixie?
Why can't you keep them back? 101.9
The Fox. Fox FM's $50,000 secret sound.
A lot of nerves in here, and I can't quite believe it.
I'm worried management might regret not telling us what it is, because Fev came in this morning and told you, Byron, and I what he thinks it might be, and immediately I've gone and you've gone, I think that's the sound.
That's actually it.
Have a look at Poobah.
Leon's genuinely concerned.
So our exec producer Leon's one of only three people in this building that knows the secret sound. None of us actually know it. We've been guessing and we reckon Fev's nailed it.
After today, we may never be allowed to guess again.
No, the thing is, Boxy, I'm over this because I want to really know it and it's really frustrating. So I was in the think tank this morning in the shower and I was going through all these different sounds. And the sound that I think it is actually the sound, but I don't think it's the answer. You know when you play a game, they go, oh, you changed it.
You think you're close.
No, I think it's actually the sound, but I don't think it could be a number of things. But this is the thing that I think
so
it is.
So we'll play the sound.
Play the sound.
Here we go. Oh, my God.
Okay. See, it sounds like it. So what I think it is, it sounds like when you're playing a computer game like Solitaire and the cards are dealt.
That is exactly what it sounds like.
Now that you know that, in your car, now that you know that, we're going to play it again. Oh, my God.
That sounds like it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. Body language in the other
like
studio.
Like when the cards
there.
Are dealt on a computer game of cards.
That's Fev's.
But we'll never know.
What do you reckon?
Leon won't even give us any facial expressions.
The only official guesses are the ones that come through the phones, obviously. So we'll go to Brittany and Craigie Burns.
Hey, Brittany.
Hi.
Brittany.
Do you want to change your guess?
Brittany, you have a chance to win $50,000 right now. Yeah. What do you think the secret sound is?
I think it's a door going into its latch.
A door going into a latch.
We'll now turn to Leon, the only member of our team who knows what the secret sound is. Leon, what would you like to say to Brittany?
Brittany, can I get a little bit more information? Are you talking about the lock or just the door sort of... Can I get a bit more information from you?
So I'm thinking of like my office door. So when the one part of the door goes into the second part of the door and it clicks.
Yep, I know what you mean.
Mm. Yep. Hey, Fev.
It's not right.
Okay, there we go.
It's not that. Fev, do you think Leon's modelling himself on one of those know-it-alls on The Chase?
Yeah. He thinks he's the general. What are they called? Yeah. The governor.
The governess.
All right, so Brittany, unfortunately, no good. We're going to go to Caitlin in Yarra Valley, Fee, for another suspenseful moment with Leon Shergren.
Caitlin, $50,000 could be yours. It's all resting on your guess. What do you think the secret sound is?
Okay, I think it's pressing the cut button on the side of the label maker that releases the label.
Ah, ooh. Caitlin, that's good.
That's really good.
Yeah. Like in that sort of stationary sort of area.
I like that.
And I'll be Leon. Can you give us some more information?
Yeah.
Where did you buy the label of
Officeworks?
Create that tension.
Leon?
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
But it's not the secret sound.
Oh, that was good.
What about my guess?
Well, if you call up and guess, if someone calls through with that, that's an official guess.
But if Fev tells a family member, they're not allowed to call up.
Absolutely not.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Fifi, are you okay after what was...
Today? It's my last day with my baby today. Yes. She heads off to prep tomorrow. And boys, I hate leaving you in the lurch, but family does come first and I have to go and take her to school tomorrow, so I won't be in.
Right. Okay, so that's fair enough.
Hope you have a great day and good luck, Boxy.
Oh, thank
we'll
you.
We'll be thinking of you because I probably won't come in tomorrow because I've got kids that start school.
Well, I think Alex is going to cover that for you on behalf of the Favolas.
We've got a baby at home, so...
No, you should probably be here, but I know Fief...
You might be by yourself.
Half an hour ago, Fief was in tears at the thought of Trixie going to school. How are you now?
I've composed myself.
Okay, good.
Don't take me back to it, though. I'll start crying again.
That idea that in a flash she's going to be in year 12.
Don't borrow it. It's too emotional. Sorry.
We didn't want anything mucky. That's why you're going straight to a song.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.